It is 8 minutes to nine. Throughout today's programme, we've been hearing testimonies from those who recalled the D-Day landings 80 years ago. At this time, on the 6th of June 1944, five exits from Sword Beach had been cleared. Allied infantry are heading inland. The fighting that claims so many lives is continuing on Omaha Beach. Let's hear one more memory gathered from the project, Their Finest Hour. We're going to talk to its project manager in just a minute. It's a memory from Donald Over of the 2nd Battalion, the Gloucestershire Regiment, read for us as all those memories have been read this morning by Rory Kinnear.
We moved out into the channel, but still had to wait for the Yanks to assemble our convoy. It was very rough, and some of us were very sick. Finally, we were off, and we eventually approached Juno Beach. It was around 8 o'clock on the 6th of June. The sea was so rough that the ship kept broaching, and we came at the beach sideways after several false attempts. There was some opposition, the Canadians having cleared out most of the enemy by that time, but the man immediately in front of me was decapitated by a shell. We got our feet wet as we landed, but got up behind the sea wall. However, our sergeant was wounded and promptly evacuated. As a result, I was immediately promoted to his rank and, in fact, took over his job. The engineers had cleared a path through the wire, so we scrambled up and through. We'd each been issued with a folding bicycle as our main means of transport. They were a bit of an encumbrance to begin with, but we started to pedal inland and were soon quite a long way from the beaches.